Well, if you're gonna get one, I want to go in and get one with you. Because I've been dying to get one for years. No, truly. I'm not just saying that. My only stipulation was if I got a tattoo, I need to just not be doing anything for a couple weeks so I could properly take care of it. Because I think the worst thing I could do is get one and then just neglect it for, 4 weeks. It's like a baby. I gotta take care of it. And I got plenty of time now, so I don't see it being the worst thing in the world. Especially if you're gonna go and get one, we can get one together. I'm not saying that we have to get like a couple's tattoo, although we could if you wanted to. But I was. There's a few things, I guess. I think I'm gonna do something on my forearm, probably. Yeah. Like higher up on the forearm, maybe. Like 3/4 up, like right here. Yeah, like the inside fleshy part, which I know is gonna hurt so bad. But I think it'd be really nice. I'm gonna get words coming this way towards me. I'm thinking maybe this too shall pass would be pretty cool. Yeah. I think getting this too shall pass is not a bad idea. It's definitely high up on the list of things. I was also thinking about like the dark mark, but I don't know about that. That might be a little much. I don't know, there's a few things I want. I want to like the arm that I get the tattoo on, obviously I want to finish off like a sleeve on it. So whatever this one would be like I guess the centerpiece of the sleeve or one of the centerpieces of it. Yeah. It's just a big decision, you know? What were you thinking about getting? Oh, that'd be really cute. Oh, no, I love that. That's a really, really, really nice idea. See, I wish my tattoo was like that sentimental. It doesn't feel that sentimental. It just kind of feels like something I like. I don't know. For me, a tattoo feels like art that you're putting on your body. It's permanent art. You're turning your body into an art installation. Yeah, and I don't ever know who to trust, you know? Because you really need to trust your artist. Which is why I kind of, if you're gonna go get a tattoo done, I would trust. Because I know you've gotten a few. So whoever you go to, I would trust. Because your tattoos are beautiful. I really love them. I think they're so pretty. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I can get something like. I can get something funny. I can get like one of those sailor anchors on my arm. Like the big ones that the Navy guys used to have. Part of me wanted to get like ridiculous tattoos, like kind of like Post Malone or. I don't know. Who was that guy who got. Oh, Steve-O has some like ridiculous tattoos. I remember his. Part of me wanted to do that, where I just get like nuts tattoos that didn't make any sense and just like throw them on my body. I'm kind of glad I didn't, but if I did, I think I would have been okay with it. I was this close to getting a tattoo in college. I never told you that story. Well, there was someone on my floor that bought a tattoo machine, and he wanted to practice, and he would practice. So you would go into his dorm, and he would give you a tattoo. And he didn't have to pay for it because it was free because he was practicing. But you wouldn't get to pick the design. He would have to do it. Like, you'd use one of his designs that he's working on. Oh, I was so close. I really wanted a tattoo so badly. I would have totally done it too if I was a little bit stupider. I would have done it. But I didn't. I didn't do it. Which I guess I'm grateful for now. But I was like this close to doing that. Would you still love me if I had a really bad skull tattoo on my arm? Or probably my chest. Okay. No, I've been a deal breaker. I wouldn't blame you. Know. I love you too. Yeah, even if you did have a bad, terrible skull tattoo. Oh, my friend got one of his tattoos and it was bad. It did not look good. Did not look good. Oh, he threw on below the skull, he threw on Thug Life for good measure. So now he permanently has thug life and a skull on his arm forever. Oh man. That's a nice thing about being young is you throw yourself into things with like reckless abandon. And you just don't care. That's the downside of growing up is you care a little bit too much. Part of me wishes I cared a little less so I could just jump into things with that same kind of reckless abandon. No, but at the same time, I'm glad I don't because I have responsibilities. I have you. I have our dog. I have our house. I'm a responsible adult now. So I can't just do impulse things anymore. But I don't mind. It's a trade-off, as you grow, you lose that freedom, but you get this like wonderful stability. And stability is nice. No, I wouldn't trade it for my for a skull tattoo on my chest. Not in the slightest. I got really lucky with you. Oh, no, it's without a question. When you go to get your tattoo, I'm gonna get one with you too. Because it's a smart, thought out decision. We're not doing it impulsively. I'm gonna meet the artist and we can like figure it all out, but no, I want to though. I do. If you want to, you can. At least you can show me what I'm supposed to do to take care of it so I don't just ruin it. That's my biggest fear, is just ruining it. I really don't want to ruin it. I appreciate your confidence in me. I wish I shared that confidence. Okay, well, if you say so, then go make the call. If we can go in today, I'm all for it. Just for the consultation, though, not to like get any inking yet. I gotta think on it a little bit more. After all, it is forever.